is Yusuf.
And this is
Light Entertainment. Yeah, and this is Throwback Thursday, and we keeping it light, keeping it silly, keeping it, you know, very, very crazy in a funny way.
So we're jumping back to 1984 and doing the follow-up to Airplane. The guys that wrote and directed Airplane came out with their second movie in 1984, and that is Top Secret, with Val Kilmer's very first movie ever, right out of Juilliard. And so what was happening in 84 while we were in the theaters watching Top Secret?
Well, when we weren't in movies, we were chilling at home watching some TV. So going from 5 to 1, we were checking out.
Was Murder, She Wrote one of them?
Nope. I said it's 84. All right, but Alex P. Keaton and the gang cracked the top five with Family Ties. 60 Minutes, number 4. See, Cosby's was hanging on in 3. This was like the D&D 2 and 1, which was Dallas was number 2, and Dynasty was number 1. Yeah, Joan Collins and her awesome viciousness.
Yes.
Now, song 84. Okay, well, I'll give you a clue. Okay, so it's 84, and this song is from a soundtrack.
Footloose.
Damn. Yeah, let's hear for the boys, Denise Williams. Like, all right. Yeah, we need to do like. Whenever COVID's over, we need to do trivia night with my stuff. Yeah, you nailed it. I thought you were gonna say Purple Rain. Why not? Yeah.
Wasn't Purple Rain 85?
5, yep. Yeah. Uh-huh. So yeah, nothing get past you.
I'm learning something in all of our recording of throwbacks.
All right. Yeah, shoot. We have like the Final Jeopardy question of sound 80 soundtracks. We got it. All right. And then, yeah. And Top Secret was June 8th, 1984.
Yes. So Top Secret is the parody of a World War II spy movies in which an American rock and roll singer becomes involved in a resistance plot to rescue a scientist imprisoned in East Germany. So basically, take any old World War II spy movie, throw it in with a like Elvis Presley type of movie with a little bit of Blue Lagoon.
Yeah, definitely Blue Lagoon. That's Blue Lagoon and maybe what's the World War? Oh, what was that? Was it not Great Escape, but
I think it is sort of Great Escape.
Yeah.
One of those World War II movies where the prisoners escape.
Pretty much. Yeah. It just had like a little bit of everything. Now, the film opens up, you know, we have kind of like your normal war room Nazi situation where everyone is gathered around the table and they, you know, like, okay, well, this is how's we going to, you know, invade here. You know, you gotta have like, is all of those war movies, Nazi war movies, where have that scene, that war room scene where everyone's gathered around a table and looking at a map. Someone have a stick and they point at certain things on the map and moving stuff here and shuffling an object over to another side of the map. So that's kind of like how it begins. And then we cut to America where, Nick, our main character, who's like, who's
Nick Rivers,
who have this hit, skeet surfing. So pretty much it's the craze that the kids are doing where they're surfing and ski shooting at the same time. Oh Lord. Yeah, and it's like the number one hit on American US charts. And Nick goes to Germany because he have a show to do out there, right? Or something.
Yeah, so for folks that don't remember the 80s, either because you've killed those brain cells or you weren't born yet, there used to be bands that went across the Iron Curtain to go bring Western culture to East German and people in Russia. And so, I think in 88 or 89, Def Leppard, Bon Jovi, a bunch of those bands went over to Moscow and performed over there as a way to bring Western culture. So Nick Rivers is just sort of continuing that tradition of the West going East. And, you know, during the Cold War, we used to have folks from Russia come over and share their culture with us. It was just a little, it was like ballet.
Exactly. That's pretty much it with Russia. Yeah. Yeah. So I guess Nick Rivers is the first one since this was like World War II to go over to, you know, Germany and, do his songs over there.
Right. So Top Secret. It's based off of like a World War II spy movie and Elvis movies. But the plot's sort of all over the place.
Oh, totally.
And the reason for that is because when you look, like there's interviews with the writers, Jim Abrahams, David Zucker.
The Zucker brothers.
That basically they're like, after we did Airplane that had such a tight story because it was based off of a real movie, we didn't know what we wanted to do, but we knew we had all of these jokes and puns that we wanted to put in a movie. So we put together a bunch of jokes and puns and then built the story around it. And
oh, totally.
That's how Top Secret.
Yeah. I mean, because there's so many scenes that there's so many scenes in a movie that's so like that. So jarringly out of place. I mean, there were funny kind of sequences, but it was like, wait a minute. Like, that don't really gel with that previous scene. And then it just goes to something completely different, you know?
Yeah, and like, even within scenes, there's, like, multiple layers of things. So you may be looking at what's happening right in front of you between the two actors. But then if you look behind the actors and what's in the background, you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, you know what? And that's what, Abrams and the Zucker Brothers, like, that was their thing. Like their form of comedy, you know, visual comedy was so like all over the place. It was like you have to look at everything in the frame because if you don't look at everything around, like behind the person talking or to the side, like you're gonna miss the joke. Because the joke might not necessarily be on the people that's talking. Like you're saying, it could be something going on behind them or like to the left or to the right. That's the joke of the shot, you know. Nick's character goes into a restaurant and they're like, you need a suit. We'll get you a suit. And, you know, the maitre d' take them off. You know, they go somewhere. And the Nazi generals walk in and they have this conversation and it's a two shot. And it goes to one and it goes to the other two Nazi people talking. And in the back, you see the maitre d' literally like making Nick a suit and trying, like, and Nick is trying it on and stuff like that. And it's interesting, like, how it's one of those, like, you have to really look at shots and look at scenes. Like, it's not some of the stuff is not really given to you. Like, you have to really, like, sometimes you have to pause and like, wait a minute, what did I miss something? You go back, like, oh, okay, that's what that was.
Yeah, and then also, like, this movie has, I mean, it's Val Kilmer's first movie, but it has Peter Cushing in it that we know from
Star Wars.
It also has Omar Sharif.
Omar Sharif. What the hell? And he was so hilarious in this movie. Freaking Omar Sharif. That's, I'm like, wow, that's awesome. And he just having fun. You can tell he's just like totally having fun, being the butt of the joke and just being in all these crazy prop gags. And yeah, it was hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, he's normally cast in various serious parts. So this was going against the grain for him.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, like, it, you know, just very old school visual gags. Just like a very almost Tex Avery, Bugs Bunny-ish, and like a lot of them. For instance, Nick is in a prison, and he finds, like, ventilation chutes, and he goes in, but he comes back into the cell from another end, and he just got to, you just see his head popping up through the toilet, and it's going back in, and he pops up through another ventilation, and he comes again. Like I said, very, very Bugs Bunny-ish with a lot of
Bugs Bunny's Scooby-Doo.
Yes.
And they were also, like, they were having so much fun with the puns that when we meet, so as we're following Nick Rivers through his adventures in East Germany, he meets Hillary, who's the daughter of the scientist that's in jail. So he meets her at the restaurant.
Wait, hold on. Do you remember what Hillary meant in Germany?
I don't remember what Hillary means in German.
She says it means, what is it? The one whose bosoms defy gravity.
Right, yes. And she then asks Nick, well, what does your name mean? He goes, I don't know. My dad thought of my name when he was shooting.
Yes. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so he ends up in jail because he got in a fight with some folks. Then he escapes or gets released, I forget. But he reconnects with Hillary, who's trying to find the French Resistance. And so when they meet up with the French Resistance, the names of some of the folks are...
Was it Croissant?
De Croix, Deja Vu, Chocolate Mousse. But my favorite is when he meets Deja Vu, and this goes to the whole pun thing. Nick goes, nice to meet you. And Deja Vu goes, have we met before? I was like, oh, you're just doing dad jokes.
Of course. And so they devised a plan to break into the prison, get Hillary's dad. And so then it turns into, you know, this, you know, jailbreak shootout scene, but they have to get to the generator or something like that. So they have to disguise themselves. And how do they disguise themselves, General?
Before we get to how they disguise themselves, we have to go back and say that, tell some of Hillary's backstory and how she basically, her childhood was the Blue Lagoon story, which is two kids stranded on an island. She then gets separated from her love. And when they meet the French Resistance, they then find out that her love is the head of the French Resistance. And he's still wearing the same things he was wearing on the island. And there's a whole, like, her measuring his body parts scene, which is hilarious. But their disguise to get into to get to the generator is basically what's on their poster. It's two guys in a cow costume with boots on the feet.
Yeah, so they actually put, like, kind of fake boots on a real cow. But then you hear, like, voiceover of the two men that's supposed to be in the cow talking, which is pretty hilarious.
And then there's some like animal humor there with like a baby cow going up to the cow to suckle some milk, but really giving a BJ to the guy that's in the back half. And then a bull cow coming up and mounting the cow. And
would this be reverse bestiality?
I think it's bestiality regardless.
I forgot about one of the funniest last movie, because before they go off to their mission, they have the front half and the back half, and they're like, okay, here, it's like I have the I got the bottom half, and then it's like, no, I have the bottom half. I will go as the bottom half. And then the guy's like, fine, be an asshole.
Yes, another nice one.
Yeah, but that was a good one. I definitely got some chuckles off that one. We have the whole shootout, crazy shootout, and all the craziest that ensues.
Right. They realize that the spy in the French Resistance is the head of the ring, who's right. the boy from the island. Mm-hmm. And him and Nick now have to fight for Hillary's love in order to rescue Hillary and get her to the plane to reunite her with her father.
Yeah.
And this is leads to like an underwater
bar brawl.
Yeah. So Val Kilmer was so excited about this scene that he went and got certified as a scuba diver.
Nice.
To do that. And I feel like I've seen in interviews where he said that was one of his favorite scenes to record during the movie.
That was awesome.
But like the entire scene, I think is about maybe 90 seconds long. And when they were recording it, they couldn't record for more than 10 seconds at a time because everyone was holding their breath while they were fighting underwater.
Wow. Yeah. You could tell too. I mean, it seemed like it was a lot of, get air, come down, all right, swing, come back up, get some air, go back down, swing. It was a funny, like, well-crafted sequence. Who would have thought you would see, a Western bar brawl underwater? I mean, only the Zucker Brothers can deliver that for you.
Yeah, and so something we should also point out is that because this is a Elvis Presley type of character with Nick Rivers, that there are a bunch of scenes where he gets up to sing and dance. And Val Kilmer actually does all of his own singing in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which led him to being cast as for the movie Doors.
Which he was amazing in. That's cool. I'm glad Oliver Stone watched Top Secret. Like, hey, he could be a good Jim Morris. That's awesome.
Yeah, also, like some when Nick Rivers is in jail, there's a photo of a woman on the wall, and it's Cher, and he was dating Cher at the time.
Mm. Oh, okay. I was wondering why is that such a random, why is Cher?
It's his girlfriend.
Oh, man, go ahead, Val Kilmer. Had some Cher action going on in the 80s. All right. And it's funny. Do you think, and I'm sure he probably won't I think he probably won't admit, nor will he give this movie credit, nor will he even reference this movie. But do you think Christopher Nolan watched Top Secret? You know, the scene when they go to the bookstore and everything is backwards? Which was an awesome scene, by the way. I was like, oh, I wonder if he watched. I said, man, I should do a whole movie about that. Yeah, that scene is pretty hilarious.
And that's how we end up with Tenet, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. thank the Zucker brothers for Tenet. It, like you said, it was a lot of just funny, just gags like everywhere in this movie. And a lot of blink you miss, you know, things. Like I said, that's a Zucker brothers thing. I mean, it's kind of like you either roll with their kind of comedy or you don't. What are the two? It's either or.
Yeah, so our rating for the movie for January is sit on the sofa and watch it with your kids. Help them do virtual learning or go outside and fight the masses.
Exactly.
And so this movie is rated PG.
Yes.
So apparently it is considered family friendly.
Yeah, even though it do only have one, since it's 80s in a PG movie and boobs were kind of allowed a little bit in 80s, it is like one boob shot, and that's the count, like the calendar. The doctor is like like the chemistry calendar, but it was a picture. It wasn't like anywhere. But that was it. That's the only like booby, like bare boob scene or shot you see. So just to get the kids right. There's so many crazy like fight guys. And I definitely give Zucker's is one of my favorite like comedic like writer and directors. They don't make enough movies like that anymore. Like before it just went to just all out, just mindless like fart jokes and shit. Like actually this is like old school, almost like Tex Avery, Buster Keaton, like it, all that stuff. It just meshed into one. But in the scope of their filmography, I give Top Secret what's the middle one, helping your kids.
Virtual learning with the kids.
Reason being, like Airplane and Naked Gun are like my two top Abrams movies, and Top Secret is okay, but if I was to watch their films, I'll go straight to Airplane or Naked Gun. Top Secret is like, okay, there's certain scenes in Top Secret I would go to, but the movie as a whole, I'd probably be like, I'd rather to watch Airplane or Naked Gun. So that's my review.
Okay, so you're virtual learning.
Yeah,
virtual. I mean, I own this movie, so I'm gonna say sit on the sofa with the kids. It may open up some questions for the kids. Why is he walking funny after like the cow mouth, the bull mouth type of thing? I'm sure you can be creative and get around those questions. But I remember watching this as a kid, and it did feel like Looney Tunes and Scooby-Doo was coming to real life, and found it very entertaining and continue to find it entertaining and a nice palate cleanser for the world right now.
Yeah. Oh, most definitely. Totally agree. Definitely palate cleanser. And you can't go wrong with a Zucker Bros film, in my opinion. But, I mean, far as Zucker Bros movies, I think this one is the weakest. I mean, I would definitely watch Frank Drebin do some crazy stuff in L.A. Before.
Right. Well, I think when we reviewed Naked Gun, I gave it the I would rather do virtual learning than watch that movie. Mm. It went, For some reason, I'm not a fan of Naked Gun, so I do prefer Top Secret to this, to that.
Yeah, like I said, this is your Top Zucker. Okay, am I safe to say Airplane for both of us is collectively the top?
Honestly, I haven't seen Airplane in so long that I can't honestly answer that.
Okay, all right. So Top Secret but is your top. Yeah. Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, okay. Everyone have their tops, you know, Zucker movies. Yeah, I mean, it's nothing wrong with Top. Because like I said, Top Secret was funny. It definitely has some crazy, funny, funny moments. Yeah, but...
Right. Also, Val Kilmer is just so fucking pretty in this movie. I mean...
Yeah, because what, Real James was the next one after this?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. He was rocking and rolling. Yeah, I mean, like you said, like, it's so crazy. But I think you were saying at the beginning of our review, you said, like... There was Zucker Brothers saying Airplane was like very kind of structured, you know, with the jokes going. I think that's what I like. They're structured with the jokes in, you know, like Airplane or Naked Gun. It's like there's like a story going through it. Like there's like crazy integral plots.
Right. Whereas Top Secret is great for anyone with ADHD because you can come in and out of the story and it doesn't matter what's happening because it's more about the jokes and less about the story.
Right. Yeah. I mean, which is the charm of Top Secret. Yeah. And plus the skeet surfing. I mean, yeah, can't go wrong with skeet surfing. So there you have it, Top Secret. Yeah, definitely check it out if you haven't seen it. It's a good Zucker Brothers film. Genoa's top, my bottom, but it's still a watchable Zucker Brothers film that you will laugh and be like, what the hell this crazy movie is about.
And the kids might enjoy it as well.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys. So hopefully we enlighten you guys with some lighter films that you guys can watch as a nice little buffer for what's going on out here. But strap in because next week we're going to go back into the crazy stuff. So get ready. So until next week, we wish everyone safe physical distancing and
wear a fucking mask.
Yes. Oh, and also, we have Sada Clout and Alita Hosen. Peace.